DW.
When I decided at the end of 2015 to try and banish plastic packaging from my life as a New Year's resolution, I don't think I'd realised the full extent of what I was getting myself into. Or my children, for whom it would mean no more sweets, no potato chips, no more granola bars, no more a lot of things. It was actually all a bit daunting. Having emptied the contents of my kitchen cupboards into jars, I could see exactly how much of everything I had, or didn't have. And to be honest, given that the only nude food shop was at the other side of town, I didn't much like the feeling that once I'd run out of staples such as rice or grains, it would likely be a while before I could restock. But more on that later. For now, to my bathroom, which was the other room in my flat that harboured a disproportionate amount of plastic. I swapped liquid shampoo and shower gel for solid varieties, sourced refillable cleaning products, whipped up my own moisturiser, and went online for bulk buys of plastic packaging-free toilet paper and bamboo toothbrushes. Toothpaste, however, proved more tricky. I started off by making my own, which, as I recall, went something like this.
Like the salty water when we go swimming.
I think it tastes a little bit orange around here.
Why did you put the disgusting things in it?
We ended up compromising on metal tubes with plastic tops, which, like all our sins, were put into an empty yogurt jar so we could see exactly how much of the stuff we were still using. Overall, we did all right. For each of the 3 months of the experiment, we filled a single jar. Never more, but never less. And achieving that required significant amounts of trial and error research into which of the shops within easy reach would let me take my own containers or bags to fill. It also meant having a less well-stocked cupboard. By the end of the 12 weeks, I thought we'd devised a system that, though not entirely plastic-free, got us a long way towards that goal. I thought we'd pretty much nailed it. How wrong I was. I don't know how long it took for old habits to creep back in, but some of them did. Though I'd carried on buying loose in glass or paper whenever possible, and though I hadn't relapsed with soap and shampoo, by the beginning of this year, I realised I'd become hit and miss with household cleaning products, had given up on my homemade creams and potions, ditched the toothpaste after reading a bad review, burnt or undercooked enough batches of biscuits to make the kids very wary, and I'd also stopped making the trek to the distant plastic-free shop. As a result, rice and grains reappeared on my shelves in plastic packets, and wrapped cheese, tofu, paper chips, nuts, sweets and cookies also made a comeback. Though they were welcomed back with big eyes and open mouths, every time I bought them, I felt a tinge of guilt, a sense of having failed, and worse, being almost resigned to it.
Yeah, that'll do for now. We can see, we can come back.
But then a new unwrapped shop opened much closer to home, and crossing its threshold for the first time reignited my desire to make a proactive, if tiny, contribution to solving our global plastic problem. And its appeal was not lost on the kids.
Wait. Sweet. Let go. A bit more. Let's get a lot of popcorn for that.
Okay, yeah, popcorn.
Like a mix of nuts.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Should we get
that
a bag? We got one. You want some of it?
I'll help.
Yeah?
Push it.
No.
How do you?
Push it down. Bit more. Okay, that's good enough.
The impact the shop had on me was instant. The fact that it's close enough to be genuinely viable put the whole idea of plastic-free living back within reach.
Do
I was immediately motivated to return to my cauldron and conjure up some new DIY products. First up, an all-purpose household cleaning liquid and some washing up liquid, which came out smelling, no, make that stinking, like it was what needed to be washed.
I think
smell it again?
No.
Smell it again?
So old sock, super old one.
Okay, what about this one?
Okay, that one probably smells better. It smells like
it's not as bad as that one, but it isn't the best.
I really like that one. Smell that one again.
I love it.
It's mitten.
It's just vinegar.
I know.
It's vinegar and orange.
That's not a good mix.
I think it's great. I could eat that.
Mitten good.
I think it smells so good.
Mitten good.
We've also made liquid soap using just water and horse chestnuts we collected in the park, several pots of lip balm, granola bars that actually taste good, and we even had another stab at DIY toothpaste. The recipe called for cacao nibs, but it was dentist recommended, so who was I to argue?
2 tablespoons of this, 1 teaspoon of baking soda.
I thought that was cleaning.
Yes, cleaning our teeth. Okay, now put the chocolate in.
Can I put that in?
You can put some peppermint in.
Soil?
Yeah.
I'll put the peppermint in.
All right, will you put the chocolate in? I can't believe we're making chocolate toothpaste. Okay. It's going to be like having a mint choc chip ice cream every time you go to bed. With a bit of coconut.
Only when we came to test it out, nothing could have been further from the truth. Far from being a mini scoop of evening delight, it was a violent assault on the taste buds.
God, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, let's try the next recipe.
I don't think.
Well, we can still try another one, can't we?
So much for that idea. But because there has been some movement in the anti-plastic movement over the past 2.5 years, I've since found unpackaged tooth tabs. I've also sourced tin deodorant, solid conditioner, as well as plastic packaging-free bamboo tissues and toilet paper. I'm aware that the quest to find such items smacks of luxury problems, but the truth is, what I buy, what we all buy, invariably becomes everyone's problem, because it's a problem for the planet. In an ideal world, policymakers and manufacturers would have a greater handle on all this. But because it's not, and because they don't, those who help create a demand for alternatives by producing and buying more obscure items are making a positive contribution. So, I've now renewed my vows to living, and I phrase this carefully, as plastic-free a life as is feasible within my family's budgetary and time constraints. I'll let you know how we get on. DW.